Heat and humidity will build across the Northeast over the next couple of days. It looks like tomorrow and Wednesday will vie for the record of warmest temperature of the week. Both days will be well up into the 80s to near 90 degrees. On top of the warm-up, it will turn more humid. Our dew point temperatures will climb tonight into the day tomorrow, so it will turn very sticky as well. We'll have a round of showers and storms late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Some showers could linger into Thursday, especially in our southern areas, and that will be followed by cooler and drier weather by week's end. But in the short term, it will start to turn more muggy across the region. You are already starting to notice just a little touch of humidity in the air, and it will start to turn a little bit more humid by tonight. There is the chance of a passing shower or storm in just a handful of areas between now and about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, but most areas will be free of rain. We will see some fog form later tonight in our typically prone locations, and temperatures will be a bit on the warm side for nighttime, running into the lower and middle 60s across New York and western New England. During the day tomorrow, we'll have a partly sunny sky. Just like today, there's the chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. The best chance for that will be from the capital region on south. It will be a warmer day and also a more humid day than today, with high temperatures running well up into the 80s. A few spots could touch 90 degrees. We will have similar heat and humidity on Wednesday, but there's a better chance for showers and storms as a cold front comes in from the west. Showers and storms are likely late Wednesday and Wednesday night, and then the front might stall in our southern areas on Thursday, so there's still a chance for some lingering rainfall, especially south and southeast of Albany on Thursday. But once the front clears, we will see much more comfortable air arrive for late Thursday and Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm this evening, areas of locally dense fog, low in the lower to mid-60s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the middle to upper 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of an isolated shower or storm this evening, areas of locally dense fog, low in the lower to mid-60s, and tomorrow partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the middle to upper 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight partly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or storm this evening, areas of locally dense fog, low in the lower to mid-60s, and tomorrow partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the mid to upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or storm this evening, areas of locally dense fog, low in the lower to mid-60s, tomorrow partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the mid to upper 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, hot and humid with highs in the 80s to around 90, and on Thursday partly sunny with a chance of showers mainly south of Albany with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.